please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first item on the agenda is the public comment period, and I do have a request from Hal DeArmond, speaking for Martin Peterson. Good morning.
Good morning. Martin wanted to be here to speak to you himself this morning, but he's just back to work from a recovery from a surgery. And he asked me to talk to you about the Preschool for All program, which is on the ballot June 6th. I think one of the reasons he thought it was important and would be of interest to you is that this would require, the way that this act is currently written, if it passes June 6th, it requires the county superintendent of schools to work with a planning group and take a year's time to develop a plan, which would indicate the way that we would go about putting about 7,000 four-year-old children in a school setting. Some of the preliminary estimates we have are that it would take about another 136 classrooms to house those children and about 190 new teachers. This would have a pretty significant effect if it passes on what goes on in the county with the schools. We'll be meeting, Martin will be meeting on Thursday with all the school superintendents to go over this with them. Unsure whether it's going to pass or not. Right now it's running in the polls about 52% for and about 39% against and the rest undecided. But we are developing some plans, and as you know, Martin has retired and he'll be leaving office end of December. This plan is due in July of 2007. So about midway through the planning period, we'll have a changing of the guard in terms of the superintendent. So he has agreed to work with us to get a preliminary plan done before he leaves office in December, so we would at least have a draft for somebody coming through the door. Be happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Any questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, and there is a handout,
mm-hmm.
And there are some for the audience too.
Next item is the consent calendar. Any member have any item they wish to take from the consent calendar, or do we need a motion for approval?
I'll move for approval.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So ordered. Item A-17. Wait a minute. Yeah, A-17. Lee?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. I'm Lee Means. I'm the chair of the, I'm actually the CEO of Girl Scouts Near Trail Council. I'm also here today as chair of Stanislaus County Children's Council. A function of this board of supervisors. The Children's Council has been in, been around since the early 1990s, and today we brought our annual report to you. I think you have it in front of you. Can you slow that down or start that over again?
And I'm Connie Gustafson. Good morning. I'm the Executive Director of the Stanislaus County Children's Council and employee of Stanislaus County Behavioral Health and Recovery Services.
We also have with us today our past chair of the council, Ken Patterson, and our incoming chair next year, Jerry Powers, and several members of the committee, the council also are here today. We'd like to just share a little bit of what the council does and what it's done over the past year so that you have a sense of where we've been and where we're going. The council is made up of the lead people in the community who are working with children. Our purpose is to make sure that this county collaborates and works together on all the issues that come before the county and create a strong children, a strong group that can deal with all the problems that come before children. It's a very unusual group in that we bring together the players of every different side of the county, from probation to police to schools to simply organizations like mine that deal with children in the county. It creates a collaborative that's unheard of in this state. And I know that I have worked with other counties. I've been all over the state. I've come from Oregon. I have never seen a county that has such a high level of cooperation and collaboration to ensure that there are no gaps in services to children, to ensure that we work together to bring in as much as possible from the outside in the way of funding to serve our children and youth. The funding of the council has been a bit of a problem for the last year or so. We're funded by a variety of different areas, and probably the most difficult part of this past year has been in securing stable funding to keep Connie on the job. When you have the number of high-level people that are on this group, it's something like trying to herd cats and keeping us all together and on the same page and working. My board gives me time to, because of our strong commitment to the results of this council, my board gives me the time to work with it. But without someone like Connie on the helping keep us on task and keep the vision in front of us, we would not be able to accomplish all the things we accomplished. We've accomplished a lot this year. There's been a number of letters of support that have gone out that have brought in significant funding for children's activities in this county. There's been, I think we're flipping through this so far. It's looping and I'm not going to be able, but if you look at the inside of the report here, you'll see a list of all the things we have accomplished. Our focus over the past has been to pick some areas of high concern. We've done some really phenomenal things. Right now we're working on, one of the committees is working on the dropout rate, the school dropout rate. In the past, one of the committees I've worked on has mapped all of the services and put it on the website so that anyone in the county can look and see where there's services for children and where the gaps are and where we need to pick up or add services and how we can collaborate together. Is there anything you want to add?
We have a public awareness committee, and the focus of the public awareness committee is to allow our community to know we exist and to know what the issues are for children and families throughout Santa Claus County and to actually join with our community. We've developed a slogan, which is pulling together, you see the wagon, for our children, our future. And that slogan we want to promote throughout the county and coordinate all of our organizations that work with children and family under that slogan. We also did a speed networking event last year, and that was phenomenal because there are so many organizations in Stanislaus County that are doing things, but they don't know someone else is also doing it. So it was an opportunity to learn what's out there, what we're all doing for children and families, and it was based on the exercise speed dating. So
We'd sit down for about 5 minutes, learn about an organization, and then a bell would ring and we would move around. It was quite successful in a good time. We also have organizations that are, subcommittees that are looking at other issues related to children and families. We're developing a youth leadership committee as well.
This council is a very powerful council. It brings the lead people from all over the county in to talk once a month. And I want to thank Supervisor O'Brien for making the effort to be there. Most of our meetings, that it's very good support for us and for him to hear what's going on in the community. One of our major goals during my lead as chair is to get the funding stabilized and to get us a location in so that we know where we are. It's really critical for us to have someone of the quality of Connie as the executive director. With all of the lead people, we have so much on our plate that to keep us focused on the children and keep this as a very high-powered commission, we need the quality of Connie as our executive director. So that's my goal for the year we're in right now. So I want to thank you for allowing us the time to present today, and I want to thank all of our committee members who are here today to back us up. This is a very unique council, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Thank you very much for your presentation, and it looks like you've got a plate full to accomplish, and we wish you the best in reaching the goals that you've established here. So thank you very much.
Did you have any questions?
Any questions from the board?
Yeah, I have. This screen kept going one right after the other. I was having a hard time staying focused.
So
was I. Okay. I just wondered what was going on. Is that the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
It was looping instead of going one screen at a time, so that was a little error, but.
Oh, okay.
That's what was going on.
Right.
It was just sort of running continuously.
I do have a copy of the slides that I was reading for you.
Okay.
Well, next time you come, you can slow it down. We can only absorb one thing at a time.
Yeah.
We're very slow up here.
No. I was trying to speed read, but I couldn't do that fast.
We had to come to our networking event.
Okay.
Basically, what we're all about is collaboration and partnerships, and we have a body of influential leaders at the table who can examine some of the primary issues for children and families in Stanislaus County and then make strong recommendations to the board that will result in positive action for everyone in our county. That's what we're all about. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to move that we accept the Stanislaus County Children's Council 2005 annual report.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So ordered. Next, we'll turn to the 9:25 a.m. public hearing on rezone application 2005. Oh, sorry. Hang on a while. Okay, let's go to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the Clerk Recorder, Register of Voters, Lee Lundgren, requesting a member of the Board of Supervisors to be a member of the ballot processing panel for the gubernatorial primary election on Tuesday, June 6th.
Do we have a board member that wishes to volunteer for this? Mr. DeMartini?
I would be glad to do it, Mr. Chairman. I am also representing the Republican Party there, but I could represent both. But I am going to be there anyway.
I'm available also, and I've not had the opportunity to do that before, so I'm willing to assist after.
Well, then maybe you can stand by Jim while he watches the Republican vote.
And I'll watch them all.
You watch them all. Okay.
I'll be nonpartisan.
Okay. There's be just a chair appointment. Okay, then you guys have your marching orders, I guess. Thanks for volunteering, too, both of you. Next.
This board has received a letter from the City of Fresno inviting participation in the Department of Justice National Webcast Discussion on Preventing Gang Activity.
We're going to refer this to the sheriff, the chief probation officer, and the district attorney.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
We acknowledge receipt of these claims and refer them to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Any board member have a report? Supervisor DeMartini?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm... the Napa and Sonoma Valley, like that area, and I had some friends up there in a winery event. But as I drove around through those two counties, some of them on main roads and some out-of-the-way places and roads that normally most people don't go on, I didn't see one pile of trash anywhere in those two counties. And I don't know what it is we're doing wrong here, but you can't drive a half mile in Stanislaus County without seeing a pile of trash, a mattress, a refrigerator, and a couch dumped alongside the road. And we just have to do a better job with our ordinance and try and get this resolved, because other counties do not have the problems that we do here. But I have a solution. We've tried fines. We have informants, you know, that we will pay. But there has to be more, because we just have a tremendous problem here where we have trash dumped on every road out in the county, and we're spending $400,000 cleaning up trash. But I was especially looking for problems in those two counties, and I didn't see one pile dumped anywhere. And I was there for 3 days.
Any other member have a report?
Well, you know, tacking on to what Jim said there, I think we have a group that picks up this trash, if I'm not wrong, right? From the
Honor Farm, yeah.
Right.
From
okay.
Environmental Resources.
But one of the problems I think is, maybe I'm wrong again, is that when they go out to pick up a load of trash that's dumped on a road, they only pick up certain things. Okay, and then they leave the other ones. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody has to tell me. I can't understand why, if you go out and pick up trash, why they just can't pick up the whole thing. George, tell me where I'm wrong.
I'm George, I'm Public Works Director. A lot of it depends upon the type of call that we get. We handle most of the calls with people picking it up by hand, usually one of our work release crews. But if there's something large here, like a mattress or furniture or whatnot, we have to send out one of the trucks that has a small little hoist on the back that we can pick it up and put it in. But I might mention also that in about 2 weeks we'll be having some reports going back to the board on staff's ideas on how to start addressing the problem of this illegal dumping.
Well, we'll anticipate in 2 weeks?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm waiting. Are you going to anticipate that, Jim?
I am. I will certainly ask you on that. Have you talked to any of the other counties? Why, you know, some counties don't seem to have any problem, and ours is epidemic.
We have talked to probably every county south of us, and a few to the north, and they're all expressing the same frustrations with the same problem. I think a lot of it is that the other counties are, well, I think everyone's getting to the point now where they want to go out and just get rid of it, pick it up, and, you know, hopefully develop solutions in the future. Most people want to start with some kind of a clean base. And the hope is that if we can start clean and then put together the programs, it's something that will be lasting a lot longer. It's a problem statewide, and I'm not quite sure up north why they're having that much success. Be glad to call them and see them.
I was looking for it as I was going around to some out-of-the-way wineries, and I didn't see any problem at all in those two counties.
Any other board member have a report?
Then Mr. Chairman, since... our public works director is already there, and we have a few extra minutes. Can you tell us how we're doing on hooking up any of the houses in the Shackelford areas? I'm not aware that a single house has been hooked up to the sewer system yet.
I have to check. All of the corrective action should be finished by now. I need to see whether or not that's gone to the city. And as soon as it does go to the city and the city accepts it, there'll be some paperwork back and forth, and then we can start hooking people up. Hopefully that shouldn't take too long at all.
Okay, this has been dragging on now for the last year. And there are septic tanks that are failing in certain houses, and you know, the cost of fixing that septic tank could be $2,000 to $5,000, when we have a sewer pipe right next to the house and we just can't hook it up to it. We don't see any, anticipate any further delays.
No, sir. The commitments that we have from the city now are very publicly made, and we're getting good response in causing those things to be fixed. So they should already be done. I will check into that and get back to you immediately.
Okay, next item, legislative fiscal and management report, CBO.
Yes, we are tracking a number of bills right now. One in specifically that I think is particularly relevant in this time that we're looking at our various health care programs is Assembly Bill 959, a bill which you will remember was originally introduced in 2005. The bill is still alive. It is in the Senate Health Committee at this time, and we're tracking closely to see when it comes up for hearing so that we can have individuals available to testify on that bill. Assembly Bill 959, as you may recall, would qualify non-hospital-based clinic systems for specific types of reimbursement for Medi-Cal services that they would otherwise be ineligible to receive.
Okay, thank you. Well, now we'll turn to, we have to wait till 6:25, Nick? Public hearing. Okay, you can start then on
that. I will talk real slow.
Speak slowly.
I will.
Until 9:25.
Okay. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this is a rezone from an expired plan development, number 55, to a new plan development, which would allow or create up to 50,000 square feet of buildings of commercial and retail space to be housed in approximately 6 buildings. This is about a 7.18-acre site. It is located on the south side of Noons Road at the intersection of 8th Street and Gray Streets in the community of Keys, just east of Highway 99, and actually the northbound on-ramp. Some of you may recall that this site was a former and rather unsightly truck and trailer sales site for a number of years with a lot of debris and car carriers and things along the freeway. And since that time, this site has been sold, and since that time it's been cleaned up, essentially a vacant site that these people have purchased. And to the north of the site is what we would classify as the older town proper of Keys, consisting of a mixture of commercial and residential and even a school. The kind of empty block up there is the school, Keys Elementary School site. Just to the at the northwest tip is a commercial card lock fuel system. Directly to the north are some residential uses along Noons Road. The general vicinity of this site is planned for and zoned for commercial type uses in and around the interchange, roughly the area south of Noons Road, which is consistent with the existing and reflect the existing land use pattern within the area. Well, with that, I'll turn it over to Kurt to explain the more detailed project site and project.
Okay. Currently, the general plan designation of the site is planned development. The zoning designation, as Ron said, is planned development as well, but it is an expired planned development. Again, you can see the different acreages here. This was the elementary school that Ron was talking about. This is an old air photo showing what it used to look like. And you can see a lot of truck trailers parked on there, kind of unsightly as you came up Highway 99. The Keys Community Plan designates this site as highway commercial. And a little color picture here of the Keys Community Plan. This is the site right here. designated as highway commercial, as is everything along the southern boundary of the Keys area. Again, as Ron said, this is a 7-acre site. The current general plan is, the current zoning is PD. We're looking to rezone it to another PD, a new one. It's got, the plan has good landscaping, a good parking, a sign plan. It's primarily being rezoned for a beauty college. Adrian's Beauty College in Turlock now is moving to this site, and the other uses are probably restaurant and other highway commercial retail. This is a site showing the adjacent properties. The layout that they're looking at of the six different buildings, you can see here on the site, plenty of parking on site. The development schedule that they've come up with looks for them to begin construction no later than January 1, 2007. They're expecting to phase this in over time and be complete over a period of 5 years. Again, another layout landscape plan that we have and some elevations. This project implements the Keys Community Plan and includes mitigation measures from the Keys EIR that we did for the community plan. It specifically implements a couple of the policies in that Keys community plan, which is to encourage development of gateway type treatments right at the interchange and on the roads coming into to Keys. The project includes 57 different development standards, including improvements along Noons Road, curb, sidewalk, gutter, and roadway improvements, and the payment of about a total, when you get to the end of the day of all of the buildings, a total of about $35,000 for off-site traffic improvements and regional traffic improvements as well. They have a sign plan. This is going to be consistent with the architecture of the buildings, probably red tile roof and stucco sides. They have a list of all of the different businesses that are on the site. It is within the Keys Community Service District boundary. It will be served by the Community Service District for water and sewer. The design will match the Highway 99 beautification program. It's consistent with the general plan, and it implements several of the different board priorities as outlined in your report. The Planning Commission voted unanimously to recommend approval by the board. So with that, I'll stop and take any questions you might have.
Any board member have a question? If not, then we'll open the public hearing. And is there anyone in the audience who's here to speak on this item? We are on the item regarding the Cherokee Plaza request for a plan development zone change.
Good morning.
Would you identify yourself?
My name is Patricia Cochran. I'm the owner of the property that's under consideration for the recommendation of the Board of Supervisors. It's an honor to have made it this far. All I can say is the Planning Commission has recommended that we go forward with the plan development. I have cleaned the property up. We hope this to be a nice place on the 99 freeway. Keys has had a bad reputation for a number of years, and we're seeing a great improvement over there in the city of Keys. And we look forward to becoming a part of the continued growth and development in that area. With your support, we will go forward with the project once you've approved it or vote approval today. Do you have any questions?
Any questions?
Okay.
I don't see any.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today.
Thank you. Anyone else in the audience who's here to speak on this item? Seeing none, close the public hearing and return it to the board for action.
Mr. Chairman, if I can add just one other detail about this that I forgot to tell you, and that is that the original application requested a temporary modular office be on site to house the Beauty College. At this point, the applicant has requested that that be taken off the table, that that's no longer part of the deal. They want to just go build the buildings themselves without the modular office.
Okay, thank you.
Well, this is in District 2, and I think this would be nothing but enhance the area, quite truthfully. It's what they planned for a long time, it's a commercial venture, and I would make a motion and we move ahead.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Motion to second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So ordered.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll adjourn this meeting and we now have a closed session.
Chairman, members of the board, there are one item closed session, conference of labor negotiator. Mr. Robinson will be the negotiator for the county, the organization California Nurses Association pursuant to Government Code Section 549, 54.5F. Anticipate no announcement.